Moncrief on News Talk.
Candidates canvassing in the Dublin 8 area have a better than average chance of knowing the concerns of households before they even ring the doorbell, because they are written on the doormat outside many of them. They've been created and given out for free by the School of Thought Collective. Conor McCabe is a member. Afternoon, Conor.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
What is the School of Thought Collective? It sounds really cool.
Yeah, it's myself and like Augustine O'Donoghue, and we're based in like Rialto in the like Common Ground studio that's there. And like Augustine, she's also an artist in like residence with the School of like Geography in like Maynooth. So they're dealing with housing, and it's been run, you know, by kind of Rob Kitchen. So Augustine had been playing around kind of, you know, they're kind of with this idea of, you know, how do you get across what are fairly complex kind of issues in terms of like reach out. So she thought of a mat, and then kind of we worked on it, and then thought that, you know, like with the kind of locals kind of coming up, this is a good time to maybe kind of play around just with that kind of idea and that format.
Right. Okay. So essentially, there's a load of different sorts of mats with different things
there
written
is.
On them.
There are. Yeah. There are 17, you know, there are 17 like different mats, and we set up a stall on Mee Street 2 weeks back, and we handed them out. There was, you know, we made like about 50 of them, and just anyone who was walking by, they were free, and you know, it was also a way of kind of engaging kind of with people as well. Mm. So, you know, so people, you know, they were kind of, you know, they were interested because, you know, it's quirky, it's new, but also, it was a way to kind of, you know, to kind of get a sense of the issues on the ground, but quite literally.
Yes.
On the ground, right. You know, so yes. Yeah.
Now, yes, should be said, just judging the picture, these are proper mats. They're good quality mats. They're not kind of cheapy ones. And so was there a process by which you decided what things did you, was there a winnowing process, if you like?
Very much so, because like one of the things about, you know, Deborah having a mat, it's 70 centimetres by 60, so you've really got to get your message or kind of your kind of a point, you're not going to read it across, and it's a good kind of discipline, you know, because like you have to kind of really kind of be sharp around it. So we put a lot of work into those kind of 70 kind of phrases and spacing, and you know, they're about them, and also you're trying to balance about, like, you want to kind of distill what's going on rather than preach what is going on.
Yeah.
You want to come out, like, you know, so it's a balancing act about kind of trying to capture what is being said in like Dublin 8, but not preach about what has been said in like Dublin 8. And that's what we tried to kind of do there with the mats, you know?
Was it like a few? You sat down and made a list of things people were talking about in the area, or
yes,
how did you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we basically kind of walked around. So, two or three of the phrases were kind of graffiti that was written on like walls. So one was "No place to play in like Dublin 8." That I know that kind of Pat Kenny has been quite kind of vocal on as well. And then there's one around, you know, kind of what Norris Guard, a bus driver, can afford a 2,400 euros per month rent. So we said that, you know, these are kind of messages that are there kind of already. So we thought about kind of, again, just trying to distill what is going on and kind of get across in that kind of format, you know.
And
we're kind of helped with kind of, you know, we're kind of photographs by kind of Liberty's kind of SOS, who did an amazing job, you know, kind of really kind of capturing us on the street. And there's a lot of energy if you've seen kind of, you know, kind of any of those photographs, because, you know, it was quite fun, it was quirky, but there is kind of, you know, there are kind of semi-serious, kind of, you know, the undertones there as well.
Yeah, yeah, because one of them says, still waiting for the trickle down.
Yeah.
I'd say a lot of candidates might just turn in their heel if they
there was one kind of lady who was really kind of happy kind of getting the map, because she said that that kind of politicians in her area, they were kind of just kind of dropping leaflets and they weren't kind of knocking on doors. So for her, like, she was chuffed that they would at least see her concern as they walked up. You know.
Yeah. And did you find when you were giving out the mats that people were looking at the different messages on the mats?
Yeah.
And then making a decision based on that reflects what I think.
Very much so, you know, and that was fascinating because, you know, people kind of, they did kind of focus in on the one that spoke to their kind of reality, you know. So there was ones around kind of, about kind of, you know, like people, adults who were still kind of living at home. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's enforced kind of living at home because they can't kind of move out, you know, and no place to play. I mean, it's a live issue anyway. So
yeah.
I mean, that was kind of quite kind of popular. But people did kind of pick and choose, and they were kind of all kind of laid out on like Mee Street, and people kind of, you know, they took the one that spoke to their kind of reality, which was wonderful, you know.
And of course, there'll always be contradictory points of view. People have different takes of things. Did you go, right, we're going to have to address that, even if it's things you didn't agree with yourself, perhaps?
Absolutely, because again, like, you know, like what you're trying to do is kind of engage with a kind of a like conversation. We have no control over what's being said at these kind of doors now, and that's the way that it should be, you know. So it's about kind of starting, you know, that kind of conversation. You know, some people, they might... you might kind of agree with some of the points on them, but that's okay, because again, like, we're not kind of like, we're saying that, you know, these are issues that are out there, and it's good to talk, you know. But certainly, I mean, you know, it's all about kind of those kind of conversations that hopefully, you know, will happen, and we have no control, like, over kind of, you know, how they go, and that's the way that it should be when you're trying to distill a kind of conversation that is happening rather than preach one.
Yeah, because obviously, as you alluded to, the lack of a playground in Dublin 8 is very much a live issue. Housing, the health service, is that addressed on any of the mats?
No, it's not. It's because, like, you know, like, again, we were kind of conscious of the format, 70 centimetres by 60, 17 kind of mats. So we decided we would just focus in on housing. So that was one thing. And again, that ties into Augustine's work out in Minute, there with kind of Rob Kitchen in the data stories kind of thing, that are looking at kind of stats and how they're used in terms of housing. So there are some mats that have kind of stats from the census, because, you know, again, like, you know, it's about kind of getting that out. So we was kind of very much focused on housing, speaking to that kind of, you know, like speaking to kind of Rob Kitchen's kind of work out in like Maynooth. And that was the main kind of reason, just like keep it kind of focused and keep it sharp.
Yeah. Some people might connect housing with the issue around migrants. Was that addressed at all in any of the mats? Because obviously people will have wildly different views on that.
Well, I mean, it was very interesting because, like, it didn't even kind of come up on the... on like Mee Street. I mean, you know, it's a vox pop at best, you know, like we're there for kind of for about kind of an hour and a half, but it never kind of like came up, like, you know. I mean, it was never kind of raised. It is kind of being raised, but it wasn't raised with us. I mean, we were there for about 90 minutes with we just kind of mats out there. People spoke to the issues that are happening in kind of Dublin 8.
Yeah. Now, one of the mats says, what does it mean to have a world-class city? Which is a very big question.
It is. It's true. And it's like, it's good to have those kind of questions, because again, like, there's nothing wrong with having ambition for your city, you know? So it's about kind of, you know, having that shared ambition and actually kind of what that would look like, you know? People, we feel, maybe, like, you know, can rightly or like wrongly, but people sometimes feel that they've been left out of that kind of conversation as to what a like world city for Dublin kind of means, you know. So again, it's about raising those kind of issues, having not only a kind of conversation but an informed one, and how that goes, well, that's out of our hands.
Because I suppose people in Dublin 8 who live in, you know, what we normally called the inner city or close to the inner city, you know, you are living in the city as opposed to a suburb.
Yes.
And it's quite a different experience. And the way that city forms and shapes itself has a direct impact on people, as many other people maybe come into town and then go home. So it's just something they're looking at rather than something they're experiencing.
It is true, you know, and like, again, you know, that's a balancing act that is going on, you know, there as well. I mean, like, is my home your kind of tourist site? You know, kind of way, like, you know, I mean, this is not just Dublin. This is Venice. This is Barcelona. You know, I mean, you know, so I mean, these are kind of conversations that are kind of going on. Our job again was to try and kind of distill them into 17 kind of doormats in a kind of funny or and kind of quirky way, but in a very kind of creative and like well kind of thought out way as well. You know, so you're balancing kind of, you know, kind of those things, like, you know. Like, for me, it goes back to, we should talk about these things and have a bit of crack doing it as well.
Yeah, no, of course. And did you come across any candidates when you were handing out the mats?
No, we didn't. No.
Maybe they crossed the road when they saw you.
It's Wednesday morning, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Somebody's texting in to say, I want a mat to show how friendly and open-minded I am to canvases. A diplomat. Very good. Carl, excellent idea. Thanks a million for coming in to talk
you.
To us. Or Connor, I should say. Connor McCabe there, a member of the School of Thought Collective.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.